Blog Talk Radio.
Well, maybe we didn't have a pre-recorded introduction.
Maybe.
You know what? I can fix that. Hold on one second. Here we go. We'll see what happens.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at BeUnique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. If we didn't mess up at least one show per week, we wouldn't be living the big life.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen.
You really don't, and that's the amazing thing. Because just think, we always knew what was going to happen. We'd never have to worry about things going wrong. But you know, think about it. How much fun would we have? Not much.
Well, to me, half of the fun is the strangeness that comes about by being spontaneous and not making a plan. I'm a great planner. And I've had jobs where my job was to plan things.
Sure.
Sometimes I planned events. Sometimes I planned a course of action. Sometimes I planned a training session. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been paid to plan, and I'm really good at it. But if I had my option, my druthers, as they say, I would rather just fly by the seat of my pants. And go. But I have found that a certain ritual, certain routines help me not forget any little details.
Sure.
Such as,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Such as having the intro set up for the show to start right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
And because we haven't been doing live shows for a while, I forgot that.
That's okay.
Because you and I have been pre-recording.
And I sent you that other one that was all exciting and new and didn't work, right? Because
I don't know, we'll
have to figure that out. But I
looked at it yesterday. I didn't listen to it yesterday. I looked at it and filed it, and I thought, okay, uh-huh. I'll plug that in for this morning. And
sure.
I wanted to hear what it was before I started it.
Good
and
call.
Nothing. Nothing, nothing. So I tried converting it. I don't know. You may have to do it again. I'm going to try to reopen it from the email and see what happens. But it wouldn't open. It wouldn't convert. It said it was corrupted.
Well, I'll try again. I will say that it'll be good because I wasn't terribly excited about the inflection on one particular syllable. That I would change if I had it to do again. But
oh,
I wouldn't record it unless I had to.
Are you my brother?
Now that I get to redo it, I'm good.
Oh, I tell you, I do agonize on some of the pre-recordings. And thank you for stopping me from doing that. Because I would spend hours editing a 15-minute episode because the words didn't jive together or whatever. And, you know, I really like, and that's one of the words I always edit out was when I go, you know, I do that.
Well, you know.
There are three things that I do that I don't like to do. And I'm working on that as a speaker. I don't like it when I go but I learned not to say, I almost never say, And is a placeholder for when we're thinking.
Sure.
It's a common human noise. I almost
now,
said
if
and
you'd like,
again.
If you'd like to, I can. One thing I've been trying to do is to lose some of my ums and ands as well. But what we could do is we could like listen for each other, and if we hear each other do it when we're doing our live recording and our show, like now, we could be helping each other. Of course, we are helping each other.
Yes.
And our listeners are actually helping us too, helping us be better.
We are. They are. And I want to remind anyone who's listening live right now, they can call in 516-418-5651. Tell us what's on your mind. Usually, we take 15 minutes out of the day to talk about what's on our mind. But today is your day. If you want to call in, this is your chance. Get it off your chest. It's open mic. You want to sing a song or play your recorder, your harmonica, your mouth harp, your spoons, your guitar. We don't care. We'll give you a few minutes to do that. We had a great caller last night on our unscripted show with Elisa.
Oh, yeah.
She was just a delight. And I really hated Blog Talk Radio was doing some site maintenance. Why they chose to do it at 10 o'clock at night, I don't know. But they shut our show off exactly at 10 o'clock. Usually we have at least a few minutes. Even if the live show goes off, they give us like, they call it archive time. And it's a minute to say goodbye. We didn't have that. Elisa was in the middle of a sentence, and bam. So I hope Catherine will come back and listen to the show again. Maybe she'll join us at least for Elisa next month.
Yeah, hopefully she'll come back and tell us how everything went that she talked about. That would be pretty cool.
I'd love to tell our listeners also every last Thursday of every month, Elisa Kaler comes on our show. She's one of our sponsors. You can use the same number to call in this channel, 516-418-5651. If you call in and talk with Elisa, she will do a mini reading on you if the spirits come forth for you. That's what happened last night with Catherine. She said, well, I have a question. She asked her question, and Elisa's spirit guides gave her an answer that resonated with Catherine. I know Jean and I know all too well how capable and skillful Elisa is. She's given readings to both of us, and they are very, I hate to say spot on, but that's the only thing that seems to fit. They're very accurate.
Well, I think what it does for me is that, yes, she is definitely in tune with the universal energy. And my relationship with her coming on every Thursday or last Thursday of every month and listening to her message has really helped me through a lot of the trials and tribulations that have come through this last year.
There goes another
Because she's actually been one step ahead of what's been happening.
Yes.
So I've been prepared.
Yes.
Every time something traumatic has happened in our world over the last year, I've been a step ahead because I've listened to the show and listened to what she has to say. So that's been important to me.
You know, that makes me think we should probably have Yola on again. We should schedule her because our unscripted show is now taking bookings in 2022. But I'd love to have Yola come back on and do another coffee cup reading.
Well, maybe we needed to do a new show. We're growing so fast, but maybe that's what we need to do is just get another show. We'll see how it goes.
We need another host, Gene.
Yeah, that's what we need is another host.
Well, you know, Jennifer and Lynn are working on creating a podcast. It's similar to what you and I do. It's going to be just really fun and silly, but also a little knowledge. Rita Milios is working on one that will have to do with energy, similar to Elisa, but yet different. Gwen Fasnacht, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. She's my administrative assistant and an intern, but I'm manifesting that she will never leave us, that she'll stay with us forever and ever. As a volunteer, she is creating a podcast that will take on some of the overflow from Unscripted, more of the timely things, people that may be on tour with a radio, with a, you know, either a book tour or a musical tour or something of this nature. They're performers, typically performers. And she will be taking those and tying that in with their time frame, because I'm booked out the entire rest of this year. I think we might have three openings in November and December. So we're booking people as far as 2022 right now.
Wow.
And that doesn't help us help the guests with a timely issue.
Well, no, and then the other thing is too, there's so many other things to talk about. We're talking about everything in the whole wide world at BUNIQUE Radio, but you know, we don't talk a lot about cookies, and I'd like to do that. You know, I'd love to talk about more about flowers. We've only done a couple show about flowers. I'd like to do a whole show about that. So the idea is, and I guess I'm putting this out there, if any of our listeners have any brilliant ideas on how any shows you'd like to do, pitch it to us. You never know. We're growing by leaps and bounds.
Why don't we do every show for next week based on those things you just talked about? That all the things that you want to just touch on for a few minutes, we'll kind of do like a little teaser. And everybody can then chime in and give us some feedback. Did they like that show? Did they not like that show? Kind of off the cuff. Like today's show is not really, no major topic, no specific research involved, not even a word of the day. The word of the day is open mic, I suppose.
Actually, I was thinking a good word of the day, if you didn't have one, would be kismet.
Kismet. I like that. Sounds exotic.
Well, I think it really only means like juxtaposition, or voila, or, oh gosh, eureka, meant to be, something that was meant to be.
I think it means more like meant to be. Fate,
yeah.
Destiny.
Destiny, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, providence, God's will type stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that today, and I thought, well, if Mary doesn't have the word of the day, yeah. Because, I mean, we run around doing it all the time.
I know. It comes from the Arabic word kisma, which means portion or lot.
Huh. Interesting. Meant to be. This is it.
But did you know that they borrowed kismet from the English, which was borrowed from Turkish? And it is a synonym for fate.
Very nice. Well, I guess that's what I was thinking driving down the road today, getting ready to do this show, that we were having some fate going on, because ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a radio star, and I tried it once in the garage, and I got everything set up, but then I didn't have an audience, so it was kind of anticlimactic. Then when I was a teenager, my dad went to work for a radio station, and I got to go help program the rock and roll 4 hours they did at night.
Oh.
And it was great. I was the program and everything until I put on Alice Cooper's new song, Welcome to My Nightmare, and they kicked me out.
Aww.
So. But here I am.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Kismet. And I ran into Mary, and she had a radio show and said, you want to be on it too? And I said, okay. And so here we are. Now we're doing radio together.
Oh, yeah.
Across the
globe. And, you know, talking about getting kicked out, I have to kick us out of here because our time is up. Nobody's called in, but that's okay. You can call in another time when we do a live show. Most of our shows are pre-recorded. We try to announce when we're going to – now, we are going to have a big live show in March. Do you want to tell them about that, Gene?
Well – what we were thinking of doing is having like a spring special, because March is, you know, spring. I'd be able to call in. You can talk about stuff that you want to talk about, and we'll get it on the live show. It'll be longer than our regular show.
It'll be in the afternoon as well. I think we're doing it
6 hours?
Two hours.
2 hours? Okay. All right, yeah, it's going to be fun. I've done those
6 hour shows before. They're hard.
I suppose, yeah. Probably have to.
You got to stand up and stretch every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, since we are doing this live, I'm at the studio and I can hit the buttons for the pre-recorded, exits and outros, intros. So I'm going to play one that we haven't heard in a while. It's kind of fun. And then we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Now, before you push the button, I just want to say one quick thing. If anybody that's listening, while we aren't not live every day, you can always reach us by emailing us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. We're always glad to hear from you.
I have a question, though, Gene. Should we do our drawing for this week? Today is Friday. Should we do our drawing live here now, or should I do it like I've been doing it on Facebook?
Well, I think we ought to do it on Facebook because we're out of time today, but let's talk about that. Maybe we should start doing it live. If we get I've got a snare drum and a cymbal. Maybe we start bringing that in and we can do it live. Do a drum roll and cymbal crash. If we can get a crowd to cheer, if we get some cookies and ice cream, we could probably draw people in.
I should go make some cookies. Yeah. Well, on that note, I'm going to say goodbye. And we'll see everybody Monday. This is our final show of this week, and we'll see you all Monday. Bye, everybody.
See you then.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, Mary?
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit. But since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
We do it so different now.
Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
Gene and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.